Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So with reports like the one this week in Syria, where more than 50 bodies were found, bound and shot along the banks of a small river in the city of Aleppo, the refugee exodus can only accelerate. That latest report of an atrocity in Syria from the London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. At this point, according to the United Nations, more than 700,000 Syrian refugees have fled to neighboring countries. What is the impact on neighboring countries? Where are the Syrians going? Ahmed Shihab is a researcher from SyrianRefugees.eu, based in Jordan. He joins me now. Also with us is Amar al-Azam, member of the Syrian opposition, professor at Shawnee State University. He's spoken with us many times in the past. Ahmed and Amar, welcome.
Thank you.
So, Ahmed, in Jordan, what are you seeing? Weather conditions, the kinds of refugees that are coming in, and do they intend to stay, or have they given up on Syria, or they intend to go back?
Well, the number of Syrians have fled their country to Jordan during the last month has exceeded 52,000 refugees. Jordan continued to host the overwhelming majority of Syrian refugees, now numbering more than 300,000 Syrians who have either formally registered as refugees or are being assisted.
And in the new refugee camps, it's snowing in Jordan, so conditions are deteriorating. Amar al-Azam, how crucial is the refugee situation, and how does it have an impact on the politics inside Syria?
Well, the refugee situation is very dire, obviously. And as the fighting intensifies, as the ferocity of the regime and its response in dealing with its ever-spiraling crisis that is getting more and more out of its control becomes worse, the refugee crisis is going to increase. But what is going unreported, I think, or we don't hear much of, are the the reports of ethnic cleansing that has been happening around the areas around Homs. And then this is ethnic cleansing perpetrated by the regime to try and create buffer zones around some of its areas in and around the strongholds of the regime, sort of what you would call the Alawi hinterland, and these would be around Homs and Hama. And these are creating also serious refugee problems, in addition to areas where there's very fierce fighting that is obviously driving the civilian population away.
So escaping the unrest and also escaping the allegations of ethnic cleansing going on inside Syria. Amar al-Azam, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Also, thanks to Ahmed Shihab, who's a researcher from SyrianRefugees.eu, investigating the refugee situation in Jordan. Ahmed, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you, sir.